This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. We're going to just share a few thoughts on two points on Daf Nunhei in Masechta Yevamos. One is, the Gemara talks about a Soita who is Meshamesh Be'Iver Meis. And the Gemara wants to know, why does it say Shechva Zera B'Soita? Why does it say Shechva Zera B'Shivcha Charufa? And Shechva Zera B'Eish HaSish. So the Gemara says, Shechva Zera B'Eish HaSish comes to exclude someone who is Meshamesh Be'Iver Meis. So in other words, the Gemara wanted to know, why does the Torah say V'ish V'yal eishas ha-mizcha lo'isitein shechavdecha lezara le'tamava, that's relations of eishas ish. And the Gemara basically says it's coming to say that if you're meshamish be'iver meis, you are pater. It has to be a bia, which is roi, for a zara. So the Gemara says this only works out according to the Manda Amar Meshamesh Be'ever Meis Pater, the Manda Amar Meshamesh Be'ever Meis Chayiv Ma'yikol Amemar. So the Gemara seems to be concluding that there's no real Chiyav Arayos by Meshamesh Be'ever Meis. And that's how the Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Yisura Bia, Parak Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, that anybody you have here on the sheet, anybody who lives with somebody, with who you're not to live with an Aver Mace, but like Kishoy, then even though the Aver even went into the Isha, you're not Chayiv, not Kares, not Malkus, and you're not for sure not Chayiv Misa, because this is not considered a Bia, Ein Zu Bia, but it would passel the woman from eating Chuma, and Bezin would punish Makas Mardus. But the bottom line is, the Rambam Paskins that Meshamesh Be'Aver Mace is not a violation of Arayos, and there's no Malkus even. The question is, that the Achorinim ask, is from a Gemara in Soita and Daf Chavav Amud Beis, that the Gemara says you could warn a woman on Shachof. And the Rambam says that you could warn a woman not to be miyached with another man with a Bia Be'iver Meis. So, Rav Shach asks on the Rambam in the Avi Ezri in Hilchos Yisro Bia that the Rambam says that Meshamesh Be'iver Meis is not a Bia, so how could the woman become usher to her husband if she lives with another man and the man is living with her Be'iver Meis? The Rambam paskins, based on our sugya, that if somebody lives with an Eishas Ish, that is not considered a violation of Arayos. So why would, if a man lives with a woman, Be'ever Meis, why would that woman become Asur Labala? It's not considered an Isra Arayos. The Rambam says even it's not considered Bia. So why would the woman become Asur to her husband? So again, the Beis Halevi introduces a concept that we've used a few times before. We've used it regarding Bias Katan. Perhaps even if Bias Katan is not a Bia, it still could create an Isra Saita. We use this on the top of the page where the Gemara has a Havamina that Meshamesh Derech Evarim, that if a man warns his wife not to be engaged in Tashmish Derech Evarim, then she could potentially become Usur to her husband. And here again, the Beis Halevi advances this principle that the truth is that a woman does not become Usur by Bia B'Meshamesh Be'Evar Meis. And that is not considered Gilei Arayos. The man who had relations with her did not violate Gilei Arayos. But the husband could warn her and say, I warn you not to engage in this. Like we had this principle before, because Soita is Bekpeda de Baal Tala Rachmana. Soita is dependent on the jealousy of the husband. And if the husband is jealous about this kind of extramarital relation, then in fact she would become usher to the husband. Okay, what I would primarily want to focus on is a Tosfos here on Daf Nonhe Amud Beis. And as well as a Tosfos in Kedushin on Daf Yud. And that is, we come to a very important question. The question is that in our Gemara, it's clear that Ha'ara is Koine by Kedushin. What does that mean, that Ha'ara is Koine by Kedushin? The Gemara says that Isha Labala Minolan, how do we know that a husband is Koine his wife Beha'ara? And the Gemara says, Asya Kicha Kicha. We learn how to Gzer Shava Kicha Kicha. It says Kicha by Ishu Bala, and it says by Chayve Krisos Kicha, just like by Chayve Krisos Hara is a Bia, so too a husband could be Koine his wife with Ha'ara. And Toysis, Dibre Hamaschel, Isha Labaila, has the following question. The Gemara in Masechta Kedushin says on Daf Yud that anyone who is Boyal, his Das is on the Gemar Bia. So how could our Gemara says that you're kind of, say that you're kind of woman Bahara, but our Gemara says that anyone who is Boyal, a woman, his Das is on the Gemar Bia? Says Toisvis, Perish de Niknis Bahara. How do I know? Isha Labala Minayin Asi Kicha Kicha, meaning that you're koina a woman, Bahara. Hiksha Harab, Rabbeinu Nisim asks, the Parakama de Kedushin, first Parak of Kedushin, boy, the Gemara has a Shaila, Tchilas Bia Koina, is the beginning of Bia Koina, or Isoif Bia Koina. Lamai Nafkamina, what's a Nafkamina? Sheheraba, let's say you did Hara, and then she was Makaba Kedushin from someone else. And Rava concludes, Kol HaBoya, Daitoi, Al Gemar Bia, Veloi Koine Bahara. Rava concludes, anyone who does Bia has in mind the Gemar Bia, and you're not Koine Bahara. So it's a stira. Our Gemara says that a husband is Koine a woman Bahara, and the Gemara in Kedushin says, Kol HaBoyal Daitoi Al Gemar Bia, and you're not Koine Bahara. That is the Kasha of Tosfos. The Gemara in Kedushin says that you're Koine a woman Gemar Bia, not Bahara, and our Gemara says you're Koine a woman Bahara. So Tosfos gives two answers that are fundamental, and Tosfos and Kedushin gives two answers. The Teretz Harav Shimon Hazakin, Rav Shimon Hazakin answers, Daha da amar hacha de kani bahara. You know what our Gemara means, that you're koina a woman bahara? Hainu b'shaloi asa kiyim hara. That's only when you did hara. You did the initial stage of bia, upirish miyad, and then you separated from her immediately. V'loi gamar bias, and you didn't finish the bia. So if all you did is a hara, and you don't finish the bia, you're koina bahara. Aval hasam, ayri kisha isa kol abia. There it's talking about where you're doing the whole bia. D'loi koni bahara. You're not koina bahara, kivan shadaita agamar bia. V'chei mucha chaloshoin. The language is also mashma over there. D'kamar hasam, kol haboyal, anyone as well, daitai al gamar bia. His das is for the gamar bia. V'loi ka'amar, he doesn't say kol hama'ara, anyone who does the initial stage. In other words, like this, if you just do hara, for sure you're koina. And that's what our Gemara is saying. We learn how kicha kicha, that if a man does hara to a woman, that hara alone will be koina the woman. But when somebody does a full bia, then you're not koina bahara, because kol haboyal, daitoi al soif bia, and in that case he didn't get to it yet, and someone else did the kedushin, and he's therefore, she's married to someone else. So again, hara is a kinyan, but that's only when you only do hara. If you do a bia gemura, then kol haboya daitai al gemar bia. V'harav Rab Yitzchak ben Harav Meir Piresh, Rab Yitzchak ben Rav Meir explains, t'chshamafareh sharoitza liknois bahara, kani bahara. Really, even if you do a full bia, you could be kind of bahara. But that is when you say, when you explicate that you want to be kind of bahara, you're kind of bahara even if you finish the bia. But stam, someone who does bia, he has in mind now gemar bia. However, if you explicitly say you want to be kind of bahara, you'll be kind of bahara. That's how Tosfos' second answer. The first answer is, when you just do hara, you're koina. When you do a bia gemura, then you're not koina bahara. Kol haboya al daitoy al gamarbia. Tosis in the second answer is mechadesh that even when you do a bia gamura, you could be koina bahara. That's only provided that you're mefarish that you want to be koina bahara. But if you unspecify and you don't explain what you want to do, and you're gomer the bia, even bestam daitoy, by stam daitoy, your das is with gamar bia. And this, so Tosis in Masechta Yevamos gives the answer of Rabbi Shimon Hazaken and Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yitzchak ben Rav Meir. And Tosis here says, Rabbeinu Tam Pirash Sham Bin Yanacher V'Sham Pirashti. Rabbeinu Tam himself gives another answer. So, Rabbi Yu, I want to share with you Tosis in Kedushin. How's that? So Tosis is on Daf Yud. Let's try to read it inside. Tosis says, the Gemara in Kedushin says, Kol ha-boyel da'itoy al-gemar bia. Anyone whose boyel, his das is on the end of the bia, tema, v'perek ha-baal yivimto in yivamos, yalfino, and the isha niknes l'baal l'bahara, asya kicha kicha da'arayos, the hara, v'asya kicha da'arayos, says Tosis ha-hara, hainu t'chilas bia. That means the Gemara in Kedushin, the Gemara in Yivamos is coming out, that you're kind of betchias bia, v'hacha masik, the soif bia kaina. Here we conclude that the end of bia is kaina. V'oimer Rajba, the Rajba says, d'chi amrinon ha'ara kaina. That when we say ha'ara is kaina, hainu b'shaloi asa kiyim ha'ara. That is, if all you did is ha'ara. Upirish miyad. You know what ha'ara is kaina? That's if all you did is hara, and then you separate the muchas ha'yadai to liknas b'gmar bia, that you're showing you don't want to be kind of b'gmar bia. This is like Tosis's first answer in Yivamis. Aval ha'chamayri shagamar bia. So here we're talking about where you completed the bia. The azloi kani b'hara, then you're not kani b'hara. Kibin shadai to gmar bia. So this first answer of Tosis in Kedushin is the same as the first answer as Tosis in Yevamos. Then Tosis quotes the answer of Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Rav Meir. You know when you're kind of bara? When you explicate that you want to be kind of bara. Aval b'stam, under regular circumstances, daitoy al gemar bia. Rabbeinu Tam tirets, here's Rabbeinu Tam's answer. The acharation is Rab Sahara. Once the Torah is Mar Behara, Kigmar Bia, then there's the status of Gmar Bia, Imkain Komakam Shemazgar Bia, Behara Kamar. When the Gemara says your das is on the Gmar Bia, it's the Hara. Bahachi Kamar. So meaning, the Gemara in Yevamos has a drasha that a man is kind of woman Behara. The Shailan Kedushin is, once a man is kind of woman Behara, are you kind of betchila sara or besoif hara? Says Tosis v'achi kamar. Tchila sara kaina, isoif hara kaina. Ulaman de amar, now, that has to be explained, both according to the man de amar, hara is nashika, and according to the man de amar, hara is hachnasa satara. Ulaman de amar, hara zu hachnasa satara. If hara is hachnasa satara, du shaykh ba tchila v'soif. Now, Tosis is saying this answer only works out according to the man d'amar that hara is hachnasas hatara, and then you could say, is it the beginning of the hachnasas hatara or the end of the hachnasas hatara? Rabbeinu Nissim tirates. Rabbeinu Nissim answers another answer. Dahidi vamas ayri achar kedushin. In the Gemara in Yevamos, that hara is koina, it's talking about once you did kedushin, and the shaila is whether when we say is hara koina, avada ha'ara does not effectuate kedushin. That's the shaila. Tchilas bia koina, isoif bia koina, and the answer is kol habayal al gemar bia. That's regarding kedushin. The shaila here in Yevamos is whether bia when the shaila in Yevamos. The shaila, excuse me, in other words, the stira was as follows. The Gemara in Yevamos says you're kind of bahara. The Gemara in Kedushin says you're kind of b'gmar bia. Says Tosfos that the Gemara in Kiddushin is talking about whether you're koina a woman with bia with for Kiddushin, and the conclusion is you are not koina betchilas bia. Kiddushin cannot be effectuated betchilas bia. Kiddushin is only effectuated b'gemar bia. When the Gemara in Yavama says a man could be koina a woman with betchilas bia, b'hara, it's talking about bia as nesuin. Tahidi Yavama's airi achar Kiddushin. It's talking about we already did Kiddushin. Tahidi oisa ha'ara, that through that hara, have a kinesua, you're like a nesua, k'may chupa, la'achar Kiddushin, like chupa after Kiddushin. Tosfos just asks on that the gzeir shav of kicha kicha is stated regarding Kiddushin, and it's not talking about after Kiddushin for chupa. So the bottom line is, learning the various Tosfos and Shas, there are four answers to the stira between Yevamos and Kiddushin. Again, the Gemara in Yevamos says explicitly, Ish is koina isha b'hara b'tchilas bia, and the Gemara in Kiddushin has a shayla, tchilas bia koina isoif bia koina, and the Gemara concludes that kol haboyel daitai agmar bia. So we have four answers. The answer of the Rajba, Rabbi Shimon Hazakin, is that hara is koina if you just do hara. But if you do a full bia, then kol haboyel al daitoy al gemar bia. Tosfos' second answer, the answer of the Rivam, is that even when you do a full bia, you can be koina bahara if you say explicitly you want to be koina bahara. But stam das of a person is when they do a full bia, they're koina with the gemar bia. Then you have the answer of Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam says that after we have gzeiras hakosov, that hara is like gemar bia, so whenever we have a shayla about bia, we're talking about hara. And now the shayla is, the gemara shayla kedushin is, of course hara is koina. There's no question about that. We have gzeiras hakosov, gzeiras shava, the hara is koina. The shayla is it the beginning of hara or the end of hara? And this is going according to the man d'amar, hara is hachnasas atara. That's the pshat of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Nissim says that the Gemara in Yevamos Shaila is about using Hara Bia for a Kiddushin, and the conclusion is Gemar Bia Koina. The Shaila in Yevamos is using Bia for Nesuin, and for that we say Tchilas Bia is Koina for Nesuin. Okay, thank you for joining us this evening. We'll hold it over here. Bez Lashem. See everybody tomorrow, Monday evening. Daf Nun Vav Amin Aleph. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.